when we're sitting there going, let's bring everybody back into commission, and people are like, commission's awful, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, there's nothing wrong with commission. What was wrong was how you were treated.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sid Charisse.
And I'm David Bosher.
And you're listening to Destroy the Hairdresser,
where we teach you to salon differently. By now, our listeners know that we recommend that salons go cashless. And with Aura Salonware, you can now accept only the payments you want. Aura Salonware is an integrated point of sale that accepts both card present and card not present payments. That means cards can be kept on file and clients can use ExpressPay to get through checkout in seconds.
We also coach salons to go gratuity free, and Aura allows you to hide the gratuity line for those using this method of business. With Aura Salonware, you can future-proof your salon with technology. If you are interested in this type of profit maximization, visit aurasalonware.com/DTH to receive special discounts and promos.
Color inventory doesn't have to be so painful. There's finally a solution, and that solution is SalonScale. We have partnered with SalonScale to make this process more streamlined and simple. The SalonScale app will keep track of all of your color used down to the last drop, and it'll give you a suggested color order list whenever you need it. No more underordering and no more overordering. Visit salonscale.com/DTH and use code DTH10 at checkout for 10% off. So I have been teaching this class called DTH Level 1, which...
It's so good.
I didn't know it was going to be this good, but it's...
I did.
I mean, I knew I was going to be this good, but I didn't know the class was going to be this good. But one of the concepts that, you know, when I create a class, I don't create a class maybe like a lot of other people do. I create...
From start to finish?
I don't do start to finish. I have like bubbles of like ideas and like, I want to talk about those ideas, but it's not like start, middle, end. It's like, I have these things I want to talk about. And a lot of my classes end with like, I got to move some of those bubbles to the next one. That's how my brain works. But
ooh, you got a bubble brain.
I got a bubbly brain. But what's interesting is doing it that way has really led me and the people that are the students that are in the class, like the conversations can kind of go other places.
That's my favorite part about it. The conversations that everyone's, it's not just a class where they're coming in and learning, like you're like talking. They're all talking.
Yeah. And one of the things that came up really organically, and it's usually things that come up usually are things I want to talk about and explain, but I don't know when to put them, and then they'll come up and I'm like, okay, now's the time. So there's this, we have a concept called life cycle of a hairdresser, which is one thing.
Do you want to say it?
No, because I don't want to confuse them.
Okay.
But today I want to talk about life cycle of the salon industry. And the reason this came up is because the way that, first we have to look at the way that capitalism works, right? Capitalism.
Which we can't change. We're never going to change.
No, I'm not. I'm not going there. How we look at it is you learn something. Forget about the details. You apprentice, college, it doesn't matter. You learn something. You then work under someone.
Mm-hmm.
You then rise in the ranks. And then ideally, you own something. And then someone who's learned something comes and works for you. And the cycle of
it's fluid.
Yeah. Like I worked my way up and I own, and then someone else has worked their way up and then I retire. And it's supposed to be this cycle. And we called it the trickle-down effect. That was what that was what everyone thought it was supposed to. That's what Americans thought this was supposed to be. We know that in
like they own a business and they trickle it down to the people that are learning and ranking.
Yes.
Okay.
But that's not how
that's not what's happening.
Worked, obviously. The money keeps going.
The people that are owning are holding on to it.
The money's going upward, not downward. And I don't mean this in a bad way, but like people aren't dying like they used to. Mm-hmm. So like
we also have more people in generations than we ever
have. Because no one's dying.
Yeah.
Right? So
And
who wants to really retire? I think there was one generation, the Industrial Revolution, that generation wanted to retire. Why? Manual labor. Who wants to keep doing manual labor? Well, now
boomers were forced to, a lot of, or not boomers, are the parents of the boomers?
Greatest generation.
Yeah, they were forced to retire. A lot of people would retire, they'd get their watch.
Yeah.
But, they didn't want to retire.
They could also live on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a...
Or they become mail, like postal service workers. Or
yeah.
They'd get a small job, you know?
And then boomers who are healthier and living longer and...
Which is the majority of our parents if you are a millennial.
Right. they aren't retiring because a lot of the jobs weren't as laborious. Mm-hmm. So they don't, the exhaustion isn't the same. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't want to retire because they don't want their mind to stop working and they don't want their body to stop. They want to keep.
Well, hustle culture became.
Yeah, they're part of that hustle.
It's addicting.
So, I mean, my dad's one of those people. My dad's currently struggling with cancer and won't stop working, which mm-hmm. I got to be honest, I hope he doesn't because I think that's what keeps him going a lot of the times. Yeah. And now a word from our sponsors.
We are proud to introduce you to Hair Story. Hair Story is known for their clean and safe ingredients, but did you know that they have one of the best affiliate programs on the market? You can earn 25% on all sales when your clients use your custom Hair Story link, plus receive money on your purchases made by hairdressers you refer. For clients, they will receive 15% off their first purchase using your link. Need back bar? No problem. As a Hair Story pro, you will unlock generous back bar pricing. Ready to try new wash for free? Visit hairstory.com/DTH to get pro access today.
So that cycle is not happening. So we're still waiting. Gen Z is waiting for baby boomers to leave the workforce.
Yeah.
We thought like millennials and Gen X were having a hard time. Gen Z is like, where are we going to work at all?
Yeah.
Right? So that's the big picture, right? But if, and again, I know it sounds crass, but when baby boomers, that generation leaves and then Gen X, like, but because we're living longer and longer and longer, that cycle isn't there. It's just this like constant.
It's all going up.
It's all going up mm-hmm. and it's not going back down. The salon industry is doing the same thing, but not for the same reasons.
Yep.
So economically speaking, you are not getting the trickle-down effect because you're not having the cycle. However, as salon owners—
But the money's not going up.
In our industry, we can create a cycle. And the cycle should be something like, I go to cosmetology school until I completely abolish it and remove licensing. So I go to cosmetology school and then I become an apprentice or an assistant for some of my time. And then I'm learning and then I work for someone else as a commission stylist. And then
you learn, then you work under.
And then I work for someone and then I go open my own salon and then I hire people that are in school and then they come and then, and
it
keeps
going.
That's
what we're doing in our program.
That's what we're doing. That's why our program works. But that's not what is naturally happening. What's naturally happening is I work for someone else. Mm-hmm. I hate them.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to go work for a suite.
Yep.
So the
you've bypassed the growth portion.
There's no cycle. So we have all these people going to school and they're going out, but nothing's creating a cycle for people to work.
Because you're not passing the suite on to another person.
No.
So it's just stopping.
Not only that, salon owners are not, they don't want people to leave. Mm-hmm. So all these hairdressers
don't get to own.
Yeah. We have a generation of hairdressers like, oh, I don't want to own a salon because they had such a bad experience. They don't know what it actually means. They worked for someone who was super abusive. Their examples were really bad. So they're not going and creating businesses that then house other people. And this cycle has stopped.
And these schools are still pumping out thousands upon thousands upon thousands of hairdressers a day.
And here's what's going to happen. They're going to keep pumping people out. People are going to go to suites because they don't want to work for other people.
Or they're going to have to.
They're going to go to suites because they don't want to work for other people. They're not going to make any money and they're going to leave the industry. And then we have another problem. Now there's another cycle not happening, right? Mm-hmm. So at Destroy the Hairdresser, we know that the cycle of our industry is that you go to school, you work for someone else in commission.
You learn a craft, you work under someone.
And then you go and open a business. But the part that we have really worked on is salon owners have to be okay with when it's time for someone to leave their salon and go open a business and to support that.
Invest in them.
Yeah, and we don't do that.
Because there's too much ego.
We try to destroy them. We try to non-competes. We try to
loyalty,
sue them.
You left me. Yeah, it's all this horrible thing.
I built
thing.
Your career, all this bullshit. So because we've ruined that, the salon industry is looking scary in the future.
That's why at Destroy the Hairdresser, we've started to work with suite owners and we're calling them micro salons because they're now hiring someone until their wealth builds and then they're now a business owner with someone working under them. It could be one or two people. And now they're going off. Once their wealth builds, then they're opening an actual space where they can have more and more and more.
But
break that cycle of what the suite, the rental exodus
we
did.
Have to bring people back into the cycle. And I think we're doing a part of this work that other people would never touch.
Yeah.
because
they probably didn't realize that it was a problem.
They didn't. I don't think
that they realized there's a cycle, that there's a problem. Their problem is, everyone's going to sweets. I can't get to, and I'm like, okay.
Not realizing that they've ruined.
Exactly. That they've caused the problem.
We've taken on the re-education of hairdressers, which is very slow and very tedious and upsets a lot of people. But yeah,
I'm here for it.
When we're sitting there going, let's bring everybody back into commission, and people are like, commission's awful. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, there's nothing wrong with commission. What was wrong was how you were treated.
You were paying people so low,
yeah,
treating them so awfully that they were forced and brainwashed to stick with you. We want people to come back and work for people, but actually make a living, create profits for themselves, build savings until they kind of cap out. And then that salon owner goes,
it's time for you to
You've been an incredible employee. I'm looking for other opportunities. I'm going to invest in you to go open your own salon.
And even if you can't invest, still allow support. People to go open a salon.
Promote, share.
But if you shut all that down, then the future looks like all the salon owners are a bunch of baby boomers and Gen X that have no one that wants to work with them.
Yep. And now they have to close their business.
And now they have to close their business. And guess what that does? The cycle restarts again. Now people want to open commission salons. But we don't have to go through that chaos. We can redo this by changing the consciousness of the industry, which I don't think anyone's ever tried to do, and it's really hard.
I mean, when we have conversations with salon owners and they're like, yeah, I have this, you know, one employee, she's been with me for 10 years, she makes the most in the salon.
She can't leave, I don't ever want to leave.
She can't leave, she's like, but I feel like she's just going to leave and go on a suite. And I'm like, have you thought about offering her partnership in your business? Have you thought about, you know, encouraging her to open a salon? A lot of our future-proof salons are already having conversations with some of their newest stylists because they're like, I want to open a salon one day. And the salon owner is like, I'm going to help you get there.
Guess who you should hire? People that want to open salons. Why? Because they want to build and they want to grow and they want to make money. Why would you want to hire someone who didn't want to do that?
Didn't have a plan. And they might leave you, but you're constantly hiring. So it's keeping that cycle of people coming out of school that are learning, needing to start from the bottom and learn or have a career, getting in your salon while the other ones are cycling out.
I wish I had
an illustration.
Yeah, like a board. And I could be like...
I just imagine like Bill Nye.
Who's the woman in Congress that like pulls up the... I can't think of her name, but that's what I want to do. I want to like hold up a whiteboard and be like, this is where you start.
You should make one at home and make a whole reel on it. I would love to see that.
No.
But I mean, this is the exact problem. And it blows my mind that people don't see it. I don't understand how you...
I think people see it. I don't think people care. You and I have just decided to care.
I care very much.
And yell loud enough that another group of people also care now. Mm-hmm. And then more and more people will care. This is why our methods work, because we're not reinventing the wheel. We're reminding people why the fuck there was a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And that we sometimes have to get back on it.
Get on. Together.
Next time on Destroy the Hairdresser, the podcast.
And that's what I want hairdressers to know, that everyone will die if you don't do this. If you don't put the client third and yourself first, everyone's going to die.
People are dying. Like, they are literally running themselves into the ground till being sick because they are putting the clients first.